What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take a quick look at some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. On the 5th of November, the President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, said that his government was prepared for anything when asked about the negotiation process with the First Quantum Mining Company to sign a new contract. Now, 9 days later, government representatives led by the Minister of Commerce and Industry, Federico Alfaro, met with executives from Minera Panama, a subsidiary of the Canadian company First Quantum, who were informed that December the 14th of this year would be the last day to sign the new contract that would establish the new mechanism to calculate the royalties that the state will receive going from a system based on gross sales to gross profits. Although the government and Minera Panama reached an agreement on the terms in January, the following 10 months of drafting discussions have not resulted in the signing of a contract, indicates a statement sent by the Ministry of Commerce and Industry. This is now the second time that the government sets a deadline for Minera Panama. On January the 13th, the MICI asked the mining company, which has a 13,000-hectare concession, to accept the new terms to set royalties. 4 days later, the contractor announced that he accepted the government's economic proposal. Tristan Pascal, executive president of First Quantum, has indicated that a bilateral contract drafting committee was established last September and explained that the negotiation is based on the projections that the company needs to maintain its business model against the fall in the price of copper, as well as ensuring that the new contract is durable. We've had a frank and serious conversation with Minera Panama and First Quantum regarding the conclusion of the discussions related to the contract. The future of Cobre Panama is of vital importance to the country, the Panamanian people and its workers. We have been very clear with Minera Panama and First Quantum about the need to advance on the roadmap for the signing of the contract no later than the 14th of December of this year, warned Minister Alfaro. The technological application app to collect the endorsement signatures of the candidates for free application will be enabled again as of next Tuesday, the 22nd of November. This was confirmed this Monday, the 14th, by Heriberto Arús on his last day as a magistrate of the Tribunal Electoral. Since last October, the 25th, the Tribunal Electoral temporarily suspended the use of the app after reports and complaints from aspiring candidates for free application for irregularities in the process. In a press conference, Arús reported that an internal audit is being carried out on the collection of signatures registered until the 24th of October, which are 286,644 signatures. It was reported that none of the three companies contacted to carry out an external audit of the signatures collected through the app, KPMG, Deloitte and Risco, wanted to carry out this inspection. Now, according to the magistrates, the Technological University of Panama, the UTP, will be the external entity that validates the final work developed by the Internal Audit Department of the Tribunal Electoral. Among the flaws found so far by the Tribunal Electoral is the fact that the videos did not clearly show the image of the person who was supporting the candidate or did not clearly express their support. With the message from Panama as the host country to agree on binding and strong actions to protect the planet and therefore humanity, the Conference of the Parties, the COP, of the Convention on International Trade in Threatened Species of Wild Fauna and Flora. In the opening message of the environmental meeting, which takes place at the Panama Convention Center, located in Amador, it was emphasized that the loss of habitat, global warming, and the over-exploitation of natural resources are the main problems facing the world. The event, which brings together representatives from 183 countries and which takes place from Monday, November the 14th to Friday the 25th, seeks to decisively combat the trade in endangered species. The Third Chamber of Administrative and Labour Litigation of the Supreme Court of Justice declared illegal another three promotions granted by the National Police between the years of 2015, 16 and 17. This is to the ranks of Major and Lieutenants. Among these are those granted to Major Mayinda de Garcia and to Lieutenants Oliver Morales and Leonor E. Miranda. In addition to the revocation of these promotions, there are 14 other cases of National Police officers who receive irregular promotions and that the magistrates of the Third Chamber have revoked. Now, among these are officers who have elevated to the ranks of commissioners. In addition to majors, captains and lieutenants who were promoted without having the necessary merits and evaluations. With the presentation by Magistrate Miriam Cheng Rojas, the Supreme Court of Justice did not admit an amparo of constitutional guarantees, which was presented in favour of former President Ricardo Martinelli Barrichal. Within the process that has been followed for alleged money laundering by the company New Business, used for the acquisition of Editora Panama America, known as IPASA. The ruling, dated the 12th of October of this year, specifies that in this case the amparo was not proposed directly against the inquiry warrant issued by the Specialized Prosecutor's Office against Organized Crime, but against the resolution of the Third Settlement Court for Criminal Cases, which rejected a disputed incident against the prosecution's measure. The amparo action, the court alleges, should have been directed against the original action issued by the prosecutor. The former president's defense team also maintains that his client's constitutional guarantees were violated since the investigation against him began when he was still a deputy of the Central American Parliament, Parlacen. Martinelli's defense also argued that his client is protected by the principle of speciality, so he cannot be prosecuted for this case. On November the 29th, Martinelli will have a preliminary hearing for this case, and the court has already called 20 people to trial. Cocina con Corazón. This is the title of the recipe book that was recently launched by the Ladies Committee of the Club Activo 2030 of Panama for the benefit of its social works. It is a compilation of 39 recipes that were donated by 17 chefs, both national and international, who reside in Panama. Cocina con Corazón contains unique and simple dishes which can also be prepared for parties and special celebrations classified by categories like a romantic dinner, family Christmas, soccer with friends, wine with friends. Ingrid Restrepo de Ferguson, President of the Auxiliary Committee of Ladies of the Club of Activo 2030 of Panama, explained that the social works that they carry out are focused on supporting children with malnutrition, suffering from different diseases and at social risk. For this reason, 100% of the funds from the sale of these books go to them, since she highlighted. The book will be on sale at the El Hombre de la Mancha bookstore in Multiplaza in Panama City. And that's it. There we go. That's our look for this morning. That's some of those things that are relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on The Breakfast Show.